Akalanka Gora Chandra Dila Darasana, Sakalanka Chandra Ki Prayojana. Akalanka, Kalank means spotted. So when we put A in front, then it becomes opposite, spotless. Akalanka Gora Chandra Dila Darasana, that spotless moon of Lord Chaitanya has appeared. Sakalang, we say Sa means with spots. Sakalanka Chandra Ki Prayojana. What is the use of that spotted moon? So we find the evidence for this in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Sundaralala Sachidulala Natata. Now you don't know the word Nata, just like Lord Shiva, he's known as Nataraj. But this is Sanskrit word, very harsh, Nata. Nata means dance. Just like in our Russian community, Russian-speaking community, I should say, because it's not just Russians. There's one name, Natasha. Very common. 15% of all girls is a Natasha. So Asha, anybody knows the meaning of Asha in Sanskrit? Asha means hope. So Natasha means who's hoping to dance for Krishna. Who's hoping to dance for Krishna. So, but this is harsh Sanskrit word, Nata. And our Brijbhasa language is very sweet, soft language. So instead of saying Nata, we say Nachata. Very sweet and soft. Dancing. Nachata Srihari Kirtan Me. In Hindi, instead of having prepositions, we have postpositions. So we say, he's dancing Srihari Kirtan in. Nachata Srihari Kirtan Me. He's always dancing in Srihari Kirtan. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is a recommended process, chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this brings us to our verse today. This is a verse I think everybody knows by heart. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitana Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Adadanas Trinandantai Ridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yari Dekatahe Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Bolo. Amara Gai Guru Hai Thare Desh. Yari Dego Tahi Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Amara Gai Guru Hai Thare Desh. Anyone? Ladies? Yare, whomever, Deka
Yusmit
Tare
Him
Kaha
Tell
Krishnupadesh,
the instruction of Bhagavad Gita
that is spoken by the Lord,
or a Srimad Bhagavatam,
which advises one
to worship Sri Krishna.
Amaragaya,
under my order.
Guru Haya,
become a spiritual master.
Tara,
deliver
Adish,
this country.
Translation:
instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land.
So, after me,
instruct everyone
to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna
as they are given
in the Bhagavad Gita
and Srimad Bhagavatam.
In this way,
become a spiritual master
and try to liberate everyone
in this land.
So the background of this verse
is that Lord Chaitanya took sannyas.
As he thought, everybody automatically, on seeing a sannyasi, they offer obeisances.
Because some people had disrespected him.
So he thought, if I become a sannyasi, that by that big offense, they'll be ruined.
So if I become a sannyasi, everybody will offer respects.
And because they'll actually be offering respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they'll get benefit.
And after taking sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan.
But somehow, Lord Nityananda tricked him and brought him back to Navadvip,
where he met Mother Sachi, who saw him
in the dress of a sannyasi and was crying.
And she fell at his feet and begged him
that you please stay, don't go to Vrindavan, go to Jagannath Puri.
Because those days there was no Jet Airways, you just jump plane and fly to Calcutta and take a helicopter to Krishnanagar.
Wasn't like that.
So he thought, more people are going to Jagannath Puri, is close by.
And the Bengali devotees, they love to go to Jagannath Puri.
So they're always coming and going.
Those days, very rarely people took the journey all the way across the subcontinent to get to Vrindavan, but they went to Puri quite often.
So his mother said, therefore I will hear news of you regularly and I will be able to maintain my life.
Otherwise, how I can maintain my life?
So Mahaprabhu wasn't fanatic.
Just like nowadays, sometimes we have some new brahmachari.
His mother comes and says, you're not my mother, I am a spirit soul.
Not like that.
He said, you are my mother, from whom I have gotten this body. Therefore I have to follow your order.
Mahaprabhu was so humble.
He's Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not got to follow anything.
But he told Mother Sachi, since you are my mother, from whom I have gotten this body.
Of course, Mahaprabhu's body is spiritual.
But just see the humility of Mahaprabhu.
So he headed to Jagannath Puri.
After remaining in Puri for some time,
he considered that I'm sannyasi, my duty is to travel and preach.
So with big kirtan, he went to a place called Alalanath, just near Puri,
dancing and chanting in ecstasy.
All the devotees followed him up to there.
And then he informed that I'm going on South Indian Yatra.
You all have to remain here, just Krishnadas will come with me.
So all the devotees were lamenting and lamenting, but Mahaprabhu was firm in his order.
Next morning he rose, he embraced all the devotees, and set off for South India. And all the devotees fell on the ground unconscious in separation from the Lord. But the Lord did not look back to see them. He continued on his path. And as he walked along the path, Mahaprabhu was chanting the holy names of Krishna very loudly in great ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And everyone who saw him became completely ecstatic. And they became just like Mahaprabhu. And they also began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then when they would go back to their village, all their villagers would see him chanting Hare Krishna. The villagers, they would all begin to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In this way, Mahaprabhu was spreading the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. And Srila Krishna's Kaviraj informs us that the whole trip to South India was like this. That even that particular village who just saw the villager who had seen Mahaprabhu, when they went to another village chanting, that village also began to chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama.
In this way, Mahaprabhu spread the chanting of the holy name throughout the land. So the beginning of his trip, about 500 kilometers from Puri, there's one place called Kurma, where there's a very beautiful deity of Kurma. And Mahaprabhu entered the temple, he began to chant and dance ecstatically. And everyone who saw him became amazed. They also began dancing and chanting. And the news went through like wildfire through the village. Everyone came to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu as he danced in ecstasy. So one Brahmin of that place, his name was Kurma, also Kurma, Kurma Brahmin. He also saw the Lord dancing in ecstasy. And gradually when Lord calmed down a bit, then he fell at the Lord's feet. He said, I'm a poor grihastha, entrapped in family life. You please come to my house and accept prasad. And by placing your lotus feet on my house, inside my house, then my house will become purified. You please come and stay with me. So seeing his wonderful bhav, Lord Chaitanya accepted his invitation and came to stay at Kurma Brahma's house. And every evening there was a huge festival of Nam Sankirtan. All the villagers, after their day's work, they would come to Kurma Brahma's house and there would be a huge festival of Nam Sankirtan, and afterwards Mahaprabhu would speak Harikatha. This way everyone was relishing the wonderful presence association of Mahaprabhu. This went on for 3 days, every night, Harinam, every night, Harikatha, Jai Sisi Gornitai, Sisi Krishna Bala, Sisi Radha Shansanta, Kijayo. Even the microphones get fainting in ecstasy. So, after 3 days, Mahaprabhu began packing up to leave. Not like you with two big Samsonite suitcases. Lotar kambal, sadhu kasambal. He has lota and blanket, that's all the luggage of the sadhu. So Kurma Brahman, he came and he fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. He said, Prabhu, we're enjoying so much wonderful ecstasy in your association. Please don't go. Please stay one more day. Mahaprabhu said, Nahi. No, niet. Hmm? I did not take sannyas so that I will stay in some householder's life and enjoy life. More than 3 days, I never stay in any place. That is my rule.
But Prabhu, we're feeling so much ecstatic ecstasy in your association. Just one more day. One more day, please.
So seeing his ecstatic mood, Mahaprabhu broke his vow. He agreed to stay one more night. And again in the evening, there was wonderful Harinam Sankirtan and wonderful Harikatha. The next morning, Mahaprabhu again was getting ready to leave. And Kurma Brahman came and fell at his feet. Mahaprabhu said, "No, now I'm leaving. Don't try to stop me."
"No, no, Prabhu, I'm not going to stop you. But Prabhu, this householder life is filled with so many troubles, filled with so many anxieties, so many difficulties, so much parishani. I'm not going to stop you, Mahaprabhu. But I'm going to give up everything and come with you. I will give up this householder life and come with you."
What did Mahaprabhu say? "Nahi, this is not my mission. That you give up your householder life and follow me. That is not my mission." Then he spoke this verse. "Yari deka tahe kaho Krishna upadesh amara gai guru hai tari desh." No need for you to give up your householder life. You remain in your householder life. But Yaidek, whoever you see, whoever you meet, Krishna upadesh tari kaho, then you tell them Krishna upadesh. What is the instruction of Krishna? You please chant Hare Krishna. Amara gai guru hai, you become guru. Are I? How I can become guru? What quality do I have to become guru? But Mahaprabhu says, "No, amara gyai, mera agya, by my order, you become guru." Actually, it is not difficult. Just like the postman, he takes a letter from the sender and he delivers it as it is to the receiver. Not that he opens it up and says, "Oh, what did he say here? That's not right. We'll cross that one." "Well, he wrote this, but actually what he really meant was this." Does a postman do like that? He'll be arrested. Of course, Obama does like that, but anyway. No, he delivers it as it is. So that is Guru. He simply speaks the message of Krishna as it is, without changing it, without speculating, cutting something. If you don't know anything, you just tell people, "Please chant Hare Krishna." That is Mahaprabhu's order. Maybe you're not very philosophical. You tell everyone, "Please chant Hare Krishna." You became Guru. Not difficult. You become Guru. Amara gai mida agyase, by my order you become guru. And tari desh, and save all of your countrymen. This is the mission. It's like Prabhupada says here, first line. This is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society. But that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And if one is a little literate, he can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam. That is so much better. These works are now available in an English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. Instead of living in gross immature activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at home with their families. We're so engrossed in materialistic activities. We ask people to chant Hare Krishna, to read Bhagavad Gita. We invite them to come to our temples, to our classes. What do they say? No time. I have no time. And everything that they have, they bought it under the slogan, save time and save money. Everything, all the belongings that they have, they bought with the slogan, save time and save money. And everybody has no, neither they have money, neither they have time. And everybody spends so much time, they said no time, but they spend so much time sitting in front of this Ek Ankhwali Asura, this one-eyed Asura, with greater dhyan than the yogis, they sit there. We waste so much time in front of the, in fact in America we call this boob tube. It's a type of tube, so it used to be, and now they have flat screen TVs. The type of tube, boob tube. We spend waste so much time in front of this. And totally useless programming, but meant for the level of 5 years old intelligence. So we just ask for a few minutes you put some cloth over top of this Ek Ankhwali Asura. You put beautiful picture of Krishna on top of the TV set. You light a little incense. Then you invite all your friends and family. And you sit and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is our mission. You don't give up your house. You don't give up your family. Just like we see Bhagavad Gita. Did Krishna speak Bhagavad Gita to some yogi sitting in the Himalayas meditating? He didn't even speak it to a Brahmin. Brahmin means he's always studying scriptures and doing yajnas and practicing spiritual life. His whole life is absorbed. Krishna didn't even speak to a Brahmin. Who he spoke Bhagavad Gita to? Arjuna. He's a Kshatriya. He's ruling the whole world. We're so much in anxiety just ruling one family. Because nowadays everybody's so much anxiety just to take care of one family. He's taking care of a whole kingdom. How much anxiety is there? But to that type of person who's ruling the whole world, so much responsibility, so much anxiety, so many thoughts and so much work. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to him, to Arjuna. Because it is practical. It's not impractical. He didn't tell Arjuna, you go to the forest, you give up your beautiful wife Draupadi and you go to the forest. No. What did he tell him? Mam anusmara yujata. What did he say? Mam anusmara yujata. You just remember me and fight. His duty as Kshatriya is to fight. He said, but you always remember me. This is our whole purpose in chanting Hare Krishna, that Krishna will come in our brain a little bit. We're thinking about so many useless things all day long. A little bit Krishna will come. And it is practical. Just like sometimes we're walking down the street and some music comes from the store and we become completely absorbed in that music. We're still walking down the street, we're not bumping into anybody, we're doing our duty, but we're completely absorbed in that music. It's practical. Prabhupada said the acharyas, they give a crude example. It's like a woman, she has a lover. So all day long she's doing her duties. And especially she doesn't want her husband to find out. So she cleans the house very nicely, cooks very nicely, they do everything very nicely. But in her brain, all day long she's thinking, when will I able to get out and see my lover? She's doing all her duties. She's serving her husband everything. But she's always thinking, when will I get that chance to meet my lover? When will I get the chance to meet that lover? There was one Muslim devotee named Ras Khan. Somehow he became a Vaishnava. That's another story for another day. But he wrote so many beautiful verses in Brijbhasa language. And he has one verse that illustrates this point very practically. He says, Sabko suniya kai na kichu rahiya imi ba bagarmi. Kariye vrat neem chachai liye yente kariye tariye man sagarmi. Sabko miliye durba vabina rahiye sansanta ujagarmi. Ras Khan govinda hi yum bajiye jame nagari ko chit gagarmi. Ras Khani govinda hi yum bajiye jame nagari ko chit gagarmi. He says, Sabko suniye kaina kichu rahiye imi ba bagarmi. Listen to everyone, but don't say a word, remain this way in the world. This should be the law for the internet. Listen to everyone, but just keep quiet, remain this way in the world. Faithfully follow your vows and vrats, they will carry you across the mind ocean. Greet everyone without ill will and remain in the light of the true saints. Ras Khan says, just worship Govinda the way the village girl has got her mind on the jug on her head. Govinda hi yum bajiye jame nagari ko chitta gagarme. Just worship Govinda the way the village girl has got the mind on the jug on her head. We take everybody on prikam almost every day, so we see the lady, sometimes two jugs on the head and no hands. And they're walking, they're talking with one another, they're doing everything. But where is the dhyan? The dhyan is on the top of the head. They're doing everything. They're walking down the street, not bumping into anyone. They're talking, oh, what happened in your house last night? I heard your mother-in-law screaming. But the dhyan, the meditation, is on the top of the head. So this is practical. We don't say you give up your family life. You add Krishna consciousness. This was Prabhupada's slogan. Add Krishna consciousness to your life. Only thing here later in the purport, Prabhupada says, you have to give up. You add Krishna consciousness, but you also give up, what is that? One should also refrain from sinful activities. Illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. Do you add Krishna consciousness? You take away all of these negative things. Very simple. Arjuna never left everything and went to the forest. Only at the very end. So this is the sublime problem. This is a sublime mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. That you stay at home, you sit with your family and friends and chant Hare Krishna. Not difficult, no expense. You light a couple of sticks of incense, how much it costs? You buy a copy of Bhagavad Gita, how much it costs? 100 rupees in marathon time. No expense. But the benefit is unlimited. Unlimited benefit. So this is a simple process of Krishna consciousness. Just like at this time of year, I always try to remember the verses of beautiful song. So we're talking about Upadesh. This is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, called Godruma Bhajana Upadesh. Godruma Bhajana Upadesh. So whenever Gopranima is coming, every day I try to learn another verse. It is very beautiful. But the first verse is
Yadi te hari parasa rojasudam rasa panaparam ridayam satatam parivritya griham kalibhavamayam bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum.
He says, Yadi. Yadi means if.
Yadi te hari pada saroja sudam.
Sudam means nectar.
And saroj.
Sar means lake.
And jal, just like we know Jamastami.
Who's born from the water, from the lake?
The lotus.
Hari pada saroja sudam. The nectar of the lotus feet of Hari.
Yadi te hari pada saroja sudam,
rus, the rus of that nectar.
Yadi te hari pada saroja sudam, rasa panaparam,
rasa panaparam. Just like we know, say anamrita pau, to honor prasad, relish prasad.
So pana, rasa panaparam.
Panaparam means to become absorbed in relishing this rust from the lotus feet of Hari.
Yadi te hari pada saroja sutam rasa panaparam ridayam satatam.
Always within your heart, if you want to relish that nectar, that rust from the nectar of the lotus feet of Hari, always within your heart.
Then what did he say? Pariritya griham kalibhavamayam.
They give up this household life that is filled with kalibhav.
Now this seems to be the opposite of just what we just said.
But if you know English grammar very well, when you say that, it refers to a particular type of thing. He doesn't say give up kalibhav, which, if you say which, it means that household life is full of kalibhav.
So if you give up household life, which is full of kalibhav, then you're meaning household or life is full of kalibhav.
But he says that particular
grihastha life you give up.
Don't give up grihastha life, but that one.
Kalibhavamayam, that is filled. You give up that household life that's filled with kalibhav.
Just like there was one devotee who lived north of Mayapur. His name eventually became Chaitanya Das. He was father of, was it Srinivas or Srivas? Somebody, I can't remember. Srinivas. And in his village, he was always hearing there was one old Brahmin who would constantly chant the glories of Mahaprabhu. So he's always hearing about the glories of Nimai, hearing about he became very attached just by hearing. That's why we bring you here every morning, just to hear. Hearing is so important. We take you on Prikama so you can hear, get free from all other things, just be absorbed in the forest of Braj and hear about Krishna. He became so attached, one day he decided, he told his wife and child, I'm going to Mayapur to see this Nimai. So he was in the north. As he was coming down, he came to a village just north of Mayapur called Katwa. Anybody remember Katwa? What happened in Katwa? Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So he arrived in Katwa, then he heard the news that Nimai is there. He's in the ashram of Keshav Bharati. He's about to take sannyas. He rushed to that ashram. The barber was there trying to cut the beautiful hair of Nimai, but every time he lifted the scissors, he began crying. Oh, I can't do it. Finally, everybody was crying. Mahaprabhu was so beautiful. His curly black hair was so beautiful. He lifted his scissors. He cried. Finally, Mahaprabhu took his hand and just... crying and crying, he shaved off the beautiful locks of Nimai. After that, he threw his razor in the Ganga and he gave up barber business and he became Sweetwala, Mithaiwala. Then Keshav Bharati, he gave sannyas to Nimai. He gave him the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. As soon as Chaitanya Das heard this, he just began chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, 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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He left, since there's no more reason to go. Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas, he's leaving home. There's no reason to go to Mayapur. He went back home. All along the path, he was chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He reached his house, he fell on the floor, rolling on the ground, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His wife saw her husband in such a state. She grabbed onto his feet. She also began to roll on the floor, chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Their son came home, saw his mother and father rolling on the ground like that. He grabbed both of their feet. He began rolling on the ground. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So if your householder life is like that, then no need to give it up. But it's not like that, then you should give it up. He says, Paririthya Griham Kali Bhava Mayam. That householder life that is, you give up that one. But if you remain in Krishna consciousness, sit with your family and friends, chant Hare Krishna, read a little Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, have some discussion, take prasadam. When I became a devotee, that was the slogan. Chanting, dancing, and feasting, and the absolute truth will be revealed to you. That's how I became a devotee. They never said give up anything. They said chant, dance, and feast. We all like singing. We all like dancing. We all like feasting. So this is Mahaprabhu's mission. Chant, dance, and take prasadam. Give up all this other nonsense. Eating warmed over dead bodies. Give up this other intoxication. Already you're intoxicated with material life. Why do you want to add some more intoxication on top? You become intoxicated by the rest of the holy name. That's another line in this Godurma Bhajan, which is how we'll get free from this material attachment. Harinama Sudarasa Matamatir Bhaja Godurma Kanana Kunja Vidum. How we'll get free from this attachment for material life and material intoxication. Harinama Sudarasa Matamatir. You just become absorbed in the rus of this Harinam Sankirtan. Otherwise, there's no other way. So I remember I was walking with Srila Prabhupada on Venice Beach one time, and Dr. Stilson Judah, who wrote many big books about Krishna consciousness, favorable. He asked Prabhupada, what do you do about the problem of lust? Every religion has to deal with the problem of lust. And Prabhupada said, unless you become Krishna conscious, there's no solution. Unless you become Krishna conscious, there's no solution. The Bhaktivinoda, he also says the same thing, that I'm completely absorbed in this material life. How will I get free? Harinama Sudarasa Matta Matir. You just put your heart completely into that rasa Harinam Sankirtan. Just like we were listening on the internet last night, our dear godbrother Agni Dev was just pouring out the rasa of Harinam Sankirtan last night here. It's just so nectar. You just become absorbed in that rasa automatically. You'll be able to give up all this lust and anger, greed and everything. And what does he say? Bajagodruma kanana kunjavi dum. Vidum is another word for chandra, moon. We just heard moon means chandra. Another word is vidum. And Godruma, we know, very beautiful on the other side of the Jalangi, this Godrum Deep. Baja Godruma Kanan, a Kanan, just like Nandan Kanan. Kanan means forest. Sometimes we say Van, sometimes we say Kanan. Baja Godruma Kanan, a Kunjabidum. In those forests, there's beautiful kunjas. In that kunj, there's a beautiful golden moon. Baja Godruma Kanan, a Kunjabidum. You just worship that golden moon of the forest of Godrum. Tomorrow will be 528 years since Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to give us this chanting of the Hari Krishna Maha Mantra to save us from this ghastly material life. It's becoming, every day it's becoming more and more ghastly. Now I see so many articles. People in America used to think, oh, this is the greatest place. Now there's so many articles saying American dream is finished, turned into a nightmare. Everybody wants to go to America, but the American dream has turned into a nightmare. But 528 years ago, Mahaprabhu came. He descended into this dark Kali Yuga to give us this chanting of the holy name, to give us this rust, how we can get strength, how we'll be able to conquer over lust, greed, anger, all these things. How will we? It's not possible. Harinama Sudha Rasamata Matir, just become absorbed in this rust, this nectar of the holy name, become completely absorbed in that rust. Like Prabhupada said, unless you become Krishna conscious, there's no solution. It's like people, they try so many things. Sometimes they wear these funny shoes with a peg and try to eat less. People give up sweets. This is like, these types of things, this is like you plant a little creeper, you put a fence around it, right? So that no animal will come in. This is protection. But if you just put a fence around your creeper and you don't give any fertilizer, you don't give any water, what will happen? You made nice fence around, you've got these funny shoes with pegs and you're not eating sweets and eating less and sleeping less and doing all these things. This is protecting. But if you just put nice fence around your creeper and you don't put any fertilizer, any water, you'll dry up. These things are not the perfection. This is just the protection. We need that, but we're very tender. Our creeper is very tender, so we need all of these little things to help us. But the real thing is to pour that nectar on that creeper of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So you pour this nectar on that creeper. That is the positive thing. Just making the fence isn't going to help. It's helpful. But it's not the ultimate thing we have to give. We have to pour the water on the root of the tree. We have to become absorbed in this kirtan ras. That was Mahaprabhu's mission. He appeared tomorrow, 528 years ago, on this Falgun Purnima to give us this oshadi, this medicine. Maha oshadi, nice medicine, chanting Hare Krishna. And whatever doctor gives medicine, then he also gives some diet. Our medicine is Hare Krishna, our diet is Krishna Prasadam. Only take those things offered to Krishna. Like I said, chanting, dancing and feasting. That is the sublime, as Prabhupada calls it, the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So everybody, any part of the world, any place, anywhere, man, woman, child, old man, from any place, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, doesn't matter. No qualification. Everybody just become absorbed in this kirtan ras. and grab onto the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he will take us from this deep, dark, anxiety-filled world back to the Golok Dham. Hare Krishna. Does anyone have any questions? I put everybody to sleep. So there's no questions, and we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's introduced us to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.